This is a production from the Yak Podcasting Network. The home for your growing sonic map of local voices, united in their commitment to the best in podcasting.
Welcome back, everybody, to Something's Brewing, your weekly Texas Longhorn football recruiting podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jason Sukumel, back here to just talk about the recap of last week. If I recall, I was late getting this recorded last week, but we did have a commitment to talk about last week, which was just kind of unexpected, kind of interesting, with Jaden Hullaby giving Texas a commitment the weekend prior to last. But not a lot of action this week, if I'm being honest. It's been a pretty routine week, which is kind of a nice change of pace for me, if you will. I wouldn't say I had a weekend off, but I kind of had a weekend off, which is nice, with the spring game coming up this weekend and all the camps and everything else that's been going on. I don't get many weekends off. It used to be April and May, man. Those were my down times. Those were my times if I wanted to take vacation, so on and so forth. You know, get yard work done, do things with the kids. My weekends are usually pretty free in April and in May, but not so much anymore. So I did enjoy last weekend. There really wasn't any recruiting stuff going on. There were no camps. Colleges are still knee-deep in spring football. In fact, Texas had its coaches clinic where all the high school coaches come in last weekend, so they were dealing with that. So they didn't have recruits really on campus last weekend. It was kind of a low-key week. Again, we'll talk about some things, but I sure enjoyed it, even though my birthday was actually Saturday, so it was a good weekend to have for me personally to have a weekend off from work. But as luck would have it, I spent Saturday all day up in Keller, Texas, at my grandmother-in-law's memorial. My wife's grandmother passed away in November, and they finally had the memorial. So that's how I get one damn weekend off, and that's how I spent it. And I don't know why I'm telling y'all this, but just kind of venting a little bit. But maybe I should have been covering recruiting last weekend. Maybe that would have been better. But we'll get back on track this weekend. Of course, the orange-white game is on Saturday. We'll talk about that in a little bit and kind of preview maybe what to expect or what I'm thinking may or may not happen at the orange-white game this weekend. So let's take a look back at the last week since I last recorded. And I touched on the Jaden Hullaby commitment in depth last week. Well, you know, this week, again, just not a ton of true action in terms of certainly not visits and nothing in the way of offers or certainly definitely not in the way of commitments or anything. So, you know, I wrote my 3-2-1 column on Orange Bloods this week and just kind of dabbled in some different things. And one guy I had been trying to get in touch with and get an update on for a while, and I'm glad I did. I was able to track him down, I think it was a Monday night. It was Alfred Collins, the defensive end from Bastrop Cedar Creek. Now, two reasons it was good for me to get in touch with Alfred Collins. A, he took an unofficial visit to Texas with his family. That would have been 2 weeks ago. It was the day of Texas relays. He came in and watched UT's spring scrimmage on Saturday morning. He spent some time with the Texas coaches, then went and he saw some facilities and things of that nature, then went and watched some of the Texas relays. Well, you know, that was big because Collins is a guy who I've always thought had been trending Texas's way, and I still feel that way to some degree, but, you know, most people thought Texas might be the runaway leader. Well, I've never felt that way based on my conversations with Alfred. He had visited A&M fairly recently. He's supposed to go back to A&M's spring game this Saturday. So that kind of had Texas fans in a bit of a state of panic thinking, oh man, is A&M surging here? Is Texas going to fall back? Could they possibly lose on Alfred Collins? Well, you know, I talked to Alfred this week, and again, we kind of recapped his visit, and he said it was a good visit overall. He told me, yeah, you know, Texas is still very high on his list. He mentioned Texas. He mentioned Oklahoma. He mentioned Texas A&M. Then kind of threw Baylor as an afterthought in there. But those are the schools standing out. So what does that tell you? It tells you, A, he wants to stay closer to home. And he said, you know, it's not set in stone. But he goes, yeah, it'd probably be pretty nice to be closer to home. But with him visiting A&M for the spring game over Texas, people were a little bit worried there. Texas fans were. Well, when I talked to Alfred this week, he said, well, he's going to go to A&M spring game, which is at 1 o'clock. As soon as that's over, so you figure, what, 3, 3:30, he's going to make his way over to Austin, be back in time for the Texas spring game at 6:30. So that's great news for Texas. They're getting him on campus for the second time in a two-week span. And I tell you, I kind of like the way that played out for Texas. You know, if you're trying to read between the lines here, he's going to go to that A&M spring game. Unless he gets there really early and gets to spend a lot of time with the coaches, he's going to leave as soon as that game's over, which means he's not going to have a lot of time for the A&M coaches to kind of wine him and dine him, so to speak, show him around, give him tours of this, that, and the other. He'll jump in the car and head back to Austin. So in a weird kind of way, that might have actually worked out well for Texas, assuming he does make it back for the orange-white game Saturday night. Now, Collins is an interesting dude, man. I've heard through the grapevine he's, you know, one of Texas's top targets. He is a top priority for them on defense, and it makes sense. He's a good player. He's got, you know, a really good offer sheet, a good offer list. You know, he lives in Bastrop, so you're talking, what, 30 minutes from campus. His mom played basketball for UT, so everybody, including myself, early on thought, oh, man, this just makes too much sense. Alfred Collins is going to be a Longhorn. Well, every time I've talked to Alfred, including this week, he never has given me the impression that, and don't get me wrong, I'm still picking Texas here, but he's never given me the impression that Texas is a runaway leader, much less that he's locked in to eventually commit to Texas. You know, he's always told me, hey, man, I'm pretty open. You know, people that think that are misreading things. I'm not locked in to Texas. I even talked to him this week. I said, what is your family think about the idea of, you know, your mom who played at Texas, the idea of you going to A&M, going to Oklahoma possibly, is she going to wear A&M gear, OU gear if you go there? And he's like, I genuinely believe him. He said, you know what, man, she flat out tells me she doesn't care as long as I'm getting my education paid for. It's about what's best for me. Because, of course, she would love to have him in Austin, have him close, not to College Station as far, but have him close and carry on the tradition of Texas. But he said, you know, it's going to be me living there for 4 years, not her. So she has told Alfred, hey, it's his decision. She will support him whatever he decides. So Texas still has some work to do there with Alfred Collins. I think getting him back on campus on Saturday for the spring game, if that does in fact happen, as is the plan, I think that's a big development for Texas. We'll see. We'll see if it moves the needle at all for Alfred Collins. So several other big players will be on campus, including one guy I want to talk about just because I was able to catch up with his coach this week. And the young man, I've never been able to get him on the phone. His name is Bijan Robinson. He's a running back out of Tucson, Arizona, South Point Catholic High School. Rivals 100 member, elite, high-level prospect, running back. The only time I've ever been able to get anything on Bijan Robinson was at the Rivals camp in Los Angeles, where I actually hired a guy to go out there as a freelancer for me and to get interviews, and I did get some stuff from Bijan Robinson then. You know, I knew Texas was on his radar. He'd said then, hey, I want to take a visit to Texas. Well, he's coming in this weekend with his head coach. His head coach is coming in with him. Talk to his coach this week. They're going to come in on Friday, kind of go meet with the team, kind of see the coaches, see the facilities, get the whole tour, take the pictures, so on and so forth. That'll happen Friday. Of course, Saturday they'll be at the spring game, and then they'll head back Sunday. Now, the only thing that sucks about that is the weather is going to be crappy this weekend. You're going to have potentially pretty significant rain on Saturday. But, you know, in talking to his coach, he and Bijan both are both extremely excited to get to Austin, to see Austin. They've heard great things. They know and really like the UT staff. You know, I was telling his coach, oh, man, you'll love Austin. It's a great city, so on and so forth. And now he's going to get here in thunderstorms could, you know, totally change the experience for them. So if you're a Texas fan, do your anti-rain dance or whatever the hell you got to do, maybe hope and pray for good weather to make it more enjoyable of an experience for all these guys. But Bijan Robinson, again, Tucson, South Point Catholic High School. You know, in talking to his coach, I mean, you watch the film. I mean, it speaks for itself. There's a reason he's a Rivals 100 member, but his coach just raves about him as a player. And most coaches do, but he said, you know, hey, man, he gets to top speed in a matter of a few steps. His patience has gotten so much better as a runner. He shows good vision. And this is the part that I thought was interesting. I knew he was a good receiver, but I told his coach, well, I said, correct me if I'm wrong, but I said, he's strikes me as a three down back. I mean, you can leave him on the field, you know, third and long, whatever you need to. And he said, hey, I would reckon, you know, I would feel comfortable saying he feels Bijan Robinson is probably the best receiving back in the entire country. He said his hands are incredible. He's never seen a guy as a running back that catches the ball as cleanly and as consistently and makes the type of catches that Bijan Robinson does. So hearing that kind of piqued my interest a little bit more. So I'll be really curious to find out next week what Bijan Robinson thinks of the Texas visit this weekend. Unfortunately, he doesn't talk much, but I'll follow up with his coach and get a little bit of information there. The schools to watch there, I think UCLA and Ohio State are probably Texas's primary threats right now. He is planning on taking official visits to both those schools. I do expect Texas will get an official visit, assuming things go well this weekend. I think you'll see him come back for an official visit. So, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm a little bit overconfident, more confident than I should be, just but I like Texas's chances, and this is just kind of a gut feeling for me, but because Texas has recruited Arizona really well. They can kind of sell that. Hey, we're developing a pipeline to Arizona. You know, come help build that. Texas obviously has tremendous needs at the running back position. And, you know, I don't think I've been to Tucson, but just my experiences in the Phoenix area and just, you know, the suburbs of that area, Tempe and Scottsdale. I mean, they just kind of have a similar vibe to Austin. And I remember Jake Smith telling me that the 2019 signing, he said the same thing. And when I went out there last fall, I really did sense it, man. There's just a similar vibe a little bit to that area. And I can't speak for Tucson specifically, but I'll be shocked if Bijan Robinson doesn't love his visit this weekend if Texas isn't squarely in the mix after this weekend. And that would be big because Tucson South Point has another Rivals 100 member. I wrote on him also, Lathan Ransom, who is a safety, a Rivals 100 safety. He's told me he plans on getting back to Austin for a visit. He's not coming this weekend. He said, no, I'm not coming this weekend, but I'll be getting out there soon. So he's planning on getting there, I'm guessing, for an unofficial visit, possibly an official visit. He'll actually be in Oklahoma this weekend on an official visit. So that's something to watch closely. But if Texas could somehow parlay, you know, the interest from both those guys and possibly land commitments from Bijan Robinson and Lathan Ransom, boy, that would be just two tremendous players, two very good players from the state of Arizona, you know, would help open more doors, even Arizona. And frankly, I would love it because then it'd give me an excuse to travel to Arizona, which I don't know, man. I love my experiences. I've been out to Arizona twice and loved it both times, including last fall. Love that area. I'm sure the summers are crazy, but I literally told my wife after I went last year, I was like, hey, man, I could see us retiring in Arizona if our kids are all scattered around the country someday. Maybe we spend winters in Arizona, spend summers in Colorado where my wife's from or something. I don't know. Anyways, whatever. That's kind of rambling there. But yeah, I hope Texas does do well with these Arizona products so I can go back and check out Arizona again. So that's kind of the news. You know, not really anything too dramatically newsworthy, but let's preview. The one thing that is newsworthy is the spring game visitor list for this weekend. And I'm just going to blow through this fairly quickly. And this probably will be one of my, maybe my shortest podcast, but I'll try to make up for it next week when there's a lot more to talk about. But these are the players who have confirmed to me that they will be in town this weekend. Now, there will be plenty of others. Keep that in mind. But again, these are the ones who have responded, who have told me, yes, they will be in town. We'll start off with Hudson Card, the Texas quarterback commitment from Lake Travis. He'll be in town. I just mentioned Bijan Robinson, the Rivals 100 running back. Interesting guy here, Ty Jordan, the running back out of West Mesquite, told me on Tuesday, he said, as of then, his plan was to be in. So a little bit of wiggle room, but Ty Jordan right now is planning to come in. We'll see if that plan sticks. And, you know, he's a guy that I could see being a second back in this class with a Bijan Robinson, with a Zachary Evans or whatever. I think Ty Jordan could be a nice second complementary back in this recruiting class. Taj Brooks is a running back out of Manor who said he'll be in. Wide receiver, not a ton of wide receivers. Kelvonte Dixon, who's kind of more of an athlete, young man out of Carthage. He's Keontae Ingram's younger brother. He'll be in town this weekend. 2021 receiver, Latrell Neville out of Willow Ridge in Houston. Tremendous, tremendous player. He'll be in this weekend. He's been on campus a bunch, so he, you know, he's not a guy that's going to commit early, but Texas is very high on his list, so keep an eye on him. A 2021 player with a Texas offer, Varquise Gums, is a tight end out of Spring to Caney, which ironically is where Texas got Malcolm Epps out of as a tight end, who's now thriving as a receiver. But anyways, Varquise Gums, a 2021 tight end with a Texas offer, he'll be in town. You have three Texas commitments on the offensive line. Logan Parr, Jake Majors, and Jalen Garth will all be in town. So getting those guys on campus is always good, but they're all locked in. I mean, they're not going anywhere. So I tell you where I think that's even more impactful. You have those three guys, but parlay that with Chad Lindbergh, the top 2020 target out of Clear Creek. He's coming in. So you're getting him around Hudson Card. You're getting him around those three offensive line commits. That could really help Texas's chances with Chad Lindbergh. I think Texas is the team to beat there. Obviously, Stanford made a pretty good impression, but I still think Texas is the team to beat there. I don't think he's going to commit this weekend by any chance, by any means, but hey, man, I wouldn't completely rule it out either. You have some really good young offensive linemen, 2021 Tommy Brockermeyer, Hayden Connor, James Brockermeyer, young offensive lineman Cam Dewberry is coming in. You know, I tell you what, Hayden Connor, he's not going to commit anytime soon. He's got a long way to go. He's got a Stanford visit coming up. If Texas was to offer James Brockermeyer, they told him they'll evaluate him later this spring, so I don't think he gets offered this week. But if he did, wouldn't shock me at all to see he and Tommy, the twin brothers out of All Saints Episcopal, younger, the sons of Blake Brockermeyer. It wouldn't shock me at all to see those two dudes pull the trigger, but not expecting that. But okay, let's bounce over to the defense. This is pretty impressive to me, the defensive line haul. You've got Vernon Broughton coming in, Cypress Ridge D-tackle, defensive end. Tremendous, tremendous prospect. One of the top targets on the Texas board. I mentioned Alfred Collins coming in. Princely Umanmielen out of Manor, another top target. Prince Dorba, who is kind of a defensive end linebacker guy, but another top target. If you're telling me to pick one guy that I think might commit this weekend, I'm not expecting it, but I think Prince Dorba has a chance just because I think Texas is the team to beat there, but he does want to take some visits. So it'd be a little bit surprising to see him do it so early, but I think Texas is in a really good spot there. Jordan Thomas is a 2021 defensive lineman out of Port Arthur Memorial, told me he'll be in. Brennan Scott, the linebacker out of Bishop Dunn, who is a teammate of the newest Texas commitment, Jaden Hullaby, he'll be in town. Actually, Jaden Hullaby will be in town. You know, does Texas push for a commitment from Brennan Scott? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't expect any fireworks there, but he does like Texas a lot. He does have an offer. We'll see if Texas pushes there. Jahari Rogers is interesting. He's coming in, kind of an athlete, DB, out of Arlington. He's visited before. He is an Oklahoma legacy. His grandfather played for Barry Switzer. Most people had him pegged for Oklahoma, man. But every time I've talked to Jahari, he likes Oklahoma, don't get me wrong. But he likes Texas a lot. He's coming back again for this visit. In fact, when he visited, I think it was in February, he told me at that point, Texas, that was his favorite visit. So we'll keep an eye on this one to see if Texas can kind of solidify its spot at or near the top of the list for Jahari Rogers. And one more guy I want to mention coming in, and kind of a new name to my radar. I mean, I've seen his name, but I hadn't really been following him that closely, is Jalen Conyers, He's an athlete, kind of a defensive end, tight end out of Groover, Texas. His stock has shot through the roof of late. If I can pull up his Twitter profile real quick, as I type here, excuse that noise. When I say his offer list has really blown up in the last month, I mean, it's really blown up. I'm just looking at USC, Nebraska, Penn State, Georgia, Oregon, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, Michigan, Baylor, LSU, Arizona State. So this is a guy who does not have a Texas offer. I'd be shocked if that didn't change by the end of the weekend. So, you know, he's got some draw to Texas Tech, being a West Texas kid. He's mentioned that he does like Texas Tech a lot. They've offered. I'll be surprised if Texas doesn't offer him this weekend. I'll try to catch up with him next weekend to see what kind of an impact this visit makes. But that'll be an interesting visit there to see if he does get an offer. So we'll see. We'll see if there are any fireworks from this weekend. I kind of predicted. So I'm not expecting any commitments. Could one happen? Of course. Absolutely. There could always be somebody that pulls the trigger a little bit quicker than I'm expecting them. But right now, I go into the weekend slightly leaning towards there not being any commitments. Okay, so a couple questions people submitted, and I am just going to blow through. So does Texas offer Jalen Conyers? I just addressed that. I think Texas does offer Jalen Conyers this weekend. He's just too good of a prospect. The stock's just shooting through the roof. I think I could see Texas making a move there. If they need a tight end, and that's another question that was asked me, does Texas have their eyes on any tight ends? Well, there you go. I mean, not many have surfaced. He would seem to fit the bill, would be a good candidate to be a tight end target. Another question, where does Texas stand with 2021 athlete Shadrick Banks, young man out of North Shore? He doesn't say a lot, but I did talk to him month and a half ago when he visited Texas. He likes Texas a lot. But, I don't know. I think Texas has a shot there if Texas pushes. He's a tremendous athlete, plays receiver, can do a lot of things on the football field. I think Texas has a really good shot, but I don't know that I would certainly call Texas a leader or anything out of this in that race. Next question, who does Texas end up with if they don't get Zachary Evans? Boy, that's a tough one to predict. I mean, Evans is the top target. I mean, let's make no mistake about it. You got Bijan Robinson coming in. You got Jace McClellan, who's committed to Oklahoma, but that could change if Oklahoma. There's just so many dominoes that could affect one another. If Oklahoma gets Kendall Milton, like a lot of people think they do, then that puts Jace McClellan squarely in the mix. I don't know. Again, I'm keeping a close eye on this Bijan Robinson deal. I mean, Texas did offer E.J. Smith, Emmett Smith's son. I almost called him his little brother, but they offered Emmett Smith's son last week. Talked to him. He really likes Texas. I think he'll get down for a visit. So they have other options, but let's just, don't make any mistakes. I mean, Zachary Evans is the top priority overall in this class, certainly at running back, but regardless of position, he's the top priority. One more question, then I'm going to put a bow on this one, but someone said, any guesses as to why James Brockermeyer hasn't gotten an offer yet, and do I think he'll get one soon? Odds that Texas extends one after the spring game. Well, if you remember, they visited, the Brockermeyer brothers visited the Friday before spring break, and James was told by Herb Hand, hey, I like you, like what you bring to the table, but I want to come see you this spring to get a first-person evaluation on the field. So, he's got some pretty impressive offers. I mean, Michigan, LSU's offered, Oklahoma. So if you're asking me why he hasn't received an offer yet, he's a bit undersized right now. He's only a junior in high school. You got to remember that, though. Or sophomore in high school, rather. 240 pounds, but he's got a frame where he'll add weight. But I just think Herb Hand wants to see him in person, kind of, see how he works, maybe evaluate him, kind of talk to the staff about, hey, projecting his body over the next couple years. I think he'll get one at some point, but I just don't know. I mean, he is light right now at 240 pounds. He's going to have to add, a good 40, 50 pounds to be a consistent player at the next level. But I do like James Brockermeyer. I like what he brings from a technical skill set. I like that he is an aggressive, plays with a bit of a mean streak. Obviously, he's got good bloodlines. You know, I think he's a guy worth taking a chance on in you, you know, projecting a little bit down the future. But I think he will fill out and turn into a pretty good college player for somebody. So they said the odds that he gets an offer after the spring game, you know, if I'm taking Herb Hand at his word that he wants to see him at a practice and evaluate him this spring, it probably will not happen after the spring game, but it could happen, you know, literally in the next month or so if Herb Hand goes up there and watches an All Saints spring practice. But with that, guys, I'm going to kind of just put an early wrap on this one. Like I said, not the most newsworthy week. We should have some things to talk about after the spring game, after I talk to some of those guys to see what their impressions are. Let's hope the weather holds off. And for those of you who are coming in for the spring game, I hope everybody enjoys it. Hope you have a good time. Hope you have safe travels. As always, my name is Jason Sukumel. This is Something's Brewing. Big shout out to our partners and our friends at the Yak for hosting this. Everybody have a great week. Enjoy the orange-white game. Safe travels coming into Austin. And I will look forward to talking to you again next week. Take care.